Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Vince Brown Show, starring me, your host, the V, Vince Brown. And I know I say it every time, and every time you know it's true. It's good to talk to y'all again, family. So, we have finally reached that time of the year. 2020 is finally winding down, and I know we have had a long, oh, I mean a long 2020. But as we come around to these last couple months, before you hit my favorite time of the year, I love Christmas time. Before your Christmas time, you got to go through two holidays first. We have reached the first holiday to go through. So, happy Halloween, everybody. Happy Halloween, indeed. Halloween is on Saturday, and to tell you the truth, it is so lit to have Halloween on a Saturday because now, I know it's COVID times, but it's Halloween. Everybody in a mask anyway. This the perfect time. Get your gloves right. Get your own little bubble. Whatever your costume gonna be. Go out there and look nice for these people. Go out there and have a wonderful time. Might step out, get you a little drink or something like that. But Halloween is on a Saturday and shit. So that means, I don't know, some of y'all ain't gotta wake up on Sunday. So you might as well get more lit. That's all. That sound like the plan to me. I don't know how many of y'all thinking that's the plan, but that's the plan to me. That's what that sound like. So, along with it being Halloween, because don't get me wrong, it ain't Halloween yet. I think the first thing I gotta say is today is also a very special day in my own family. I need to say happy birthday to my own mother. You know, Ma, I love you. I appreciate you. I know we do some crazy ass shit sometimes, and you heard me say, and I know. Me and my mother have a very special relationship. It's like living in my household really was like growing up with comedians in your household, like assholes, jackasses, all of them. I love them, wonderful people. So it's like I appreciate my mother. My mother has always had my back. Man, tell you the truth, even at my own high school graduation, my mother was the only one to show up. I might be wrong, but I really don't think I am. My mother was the only one there for me. Of course, I had my friends in the office or in the auditorium. Had my friends in the seats. They wasn't really there for me, though. They was also graduating, you feel me? Like, we was all graduating, so that don't really count. But my mother has always had my back, man. You know, even going to football games and everything, my mother was one of the main ones at my football games. Like, she damn near didn't miss a game. Like, I love my mother for all the support that she has put into my life. Even as music goes now, like, I play my mother some of my shit, and she's shocked to hear that that's her son. Like, it's wild. Not in a bad way. Like, she's shocked. Like, wow. Like, that's... Yeah. So, Ma, I love you. I thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I hope you have a wonderful birthday. Or that you did have the wonderful birthday. Because, tell you the truth, it is late night right now. So, I hope you had a wonderful birthday. I didn't really get a chance to see my mother today. That's the reason why we so late night. Work was some trash today. So, didn't really, you know, give me a chance to talk to y'all at an earlier hour. So, here we are. But, Ma, I love you. Anyways, we back to it, right? So, Halloween time, y'all. The interesting part about Halloween to me, and I don't really have many Halloween stories for you. My greatest Halloween memories truly might go back to my neighborhood and just walking around getting candy with my friends. Like, I don't really have many Halloween party stories. I don't get me wrong. I've been to some dope-ass Halloween parties, too. I've been to some dope-ass Halloween parties. But y'all know me. If you really know me in person, or if you don't, I'll tell you how I move around at a Halloween party. What I'm doing is, man, listen, I know for a fact I'm that nigga. So, my costume may not be costume of the year. I understand that. Don't get me wrong. Some of y'all go all out on these costumes. And I mean all out on these costumes. But... man, listen, my costume ain't the shit. and that's okay. Well, it might be the shit, and that's okay too. I'm not really worried about my costume. Like, this year, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a very simple costume year. I can get hype for Halloween now because we are very close to it. I have not been thinking about Halloween all October. At all. COVID has thrown Halloween all off of me. Or maybe work has, or maybe music has. But, and I love Halloween, man. Like, if this time of the year, on a normal year, I'd have tried to be at Fright Fest. I'd have tried to be at King's Dominion, the Halloween Hunt. I'd have tried to be somewhere trying to get this spooking bitches on. You feel me? That's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? We might go ride some rides, you know, eat some popcorn, get some few jumps. Ah! You know, take a couple holes on. That's how it's got to be sometimes. But don't nobody think like that but me, I guess. I don't know. So, this year, with COVID and everything, it's like, masks used to be so special. Now it's like, you see masks every day. It's just a different type of mask now. It's trying to scare you, but it's still a mask. Ain't really seen nobody's mouth since. I don't know. Masks. That's all it is nowadays. So, what? Halloween this year is going to be a real simple costume year. And I was talking to my homeboy Tron about that the other day. We was trying to go back and forth. He was trying to figure out if we were going to go to a party or not. And I really was like, man, listen. I said, I ain't got a costume, bro. He said, man, me neither. So he started listening off some shit around the house. I'm like, all right, I can put something together. Don't get me wrong. I always put something together. I'm very creative. But as far as been to the store to pick out, to even get an idea going in that direction, not happened. Has not happened at all. Not at all, man. Not even a mask. Not even just a different mask, bro. Like, I might just put a COVID mask on and be like, oh, man. It's a mask. You can count it. You can count it. It might not be a costume, but you can count it. It's a mask, ain't it? Hey, it's a man. You can't. What you gonna do? Not let me in. It's a Halloween party. I got a mask on. What you gonna do? Nothing. All right, that's fine. That's fine. Haters, rude. I have not been thinking about Halloween, y'all. People gotta keep reminding me that it's Halloween coming up, and I keep forgetting. I am not thinking about Halloween and shit. I like Halloween. I do. I like Halloween. I like being a part of Halloween. Bad thing is, in my house, we finally got the good candy that came, man. Like, oh, but what's the best candy y'all ever had in y'all bucket? Just take a second. I know you can't tell me personally, but I just want you to take a second. What's the best candy you ever got in your Halloween bucket? Me, personally? I like some M&M's. My favorite candy, M&M's. M&M's all day. I like a little M&M's in the bucket. Little Jolly Ranchers in the bucket. Little Starburst in the bucket. I like good candy. Little Laffy Taffy in the bucket. Shake that Laffy Taffy. Little Laffy Taffy in the bucket. For God's sake, please stop putting Baby Ruths in these children's buckets. Baby Ruths is a trash candy. I don't know which one of y'all grandparents made y'all eat Baby Ruths growing up. I tried them. Don't get me wrong. They're not horrible. But ain't nobody getting no damn Baby Ruths. Stop buying the bag with the Baby Ruths in it. Ain't nobody eating that shit. You ain't eating that shit in your own damn bowl. Everybody pick through a Baby Ruth. Baby Ruth be the only damn thing left in the shit. It's just sitting there. Baby Ruth, a Snickers, and two Milky Way. Because wasn't nobody fucking with caramel at the time. That's how it be, bro. That's how it be, bro. Just please stop getting these trash candies, man. We got COVID now. Everybody been sick and in the house. So if people be going trick-or-treating, please get some good candy for your children. Please do. Please give them something to bless their day. You know, they go to school online now. I know everybody has views about that, but to tell you the truth, if you got to go from an attention standpoint, would you rather have your ass in class or would you rather have your ass online? Take another second. If you had to pay attention, you knew for a fact. Listen, you may not have liked school, but when your ass went to school, you knew for a fact, I got to pass this shit. I know not everybody passed this shit. We not talking to you right now. But if you knew for a fact, I got to pass this shit. From an attention standpoint, would you have rather sat in front of a computer screen at your house or had your ass in class? I'd have had my ass in class too. I mean, if I knew I had to pass to, you know, go somewhere and do something, you might want to be in class, man. I may not like it, but it'll make me do it. If you at your house, that's like working from home. Everybody know when you work from home, you ain't doing shit. Some of y'all ain't put on pants since May. Facts. That's all I'm saying. You work from home now. You ain't worried about it. You ain't had coworkers. Your coworkers is your boyfriends, your husbands, your girlfriends, your children. That's your coworkers now. And they get on your damn nerves. You rather have your old coworkers back. I don't want to say it. I ain't want to say it, but I did. Oh, well. So, you ain't doing shit. You're not even really paying attention to work. The company don't know who the fuck picking up the call now. We think it's you. We not sure. Would you have rather had your ass in class or in front of the screen? I'd rather be in class, too. So, listen. Get these children a little something extra in their bucket, man. You know, even if you know how you be during the day when you just need some coffee. These children just might need some sugar sitting in front of that computer screen. They just might need a little hit real fast. Man, let me eat this Starburst, man. Keep me awake. You never know. Candy might be the new cocaine for the children. You never know. Man, listen, I got a, man, what you need? You need some M&M's? I got two Twix. You need a Reese's? Ain't nobody got, come on, man. Ain't nobody got Reese's like me, dog. You never know. It's, if you need, everybody know how you be when you be at work. And it be midway through the day and your ass be halfway asleep. You just, I need some coffee. I need some food. I need some energy. I can see it now. All these kids be popping Skittles. Popping Skittles. Skittle poppers. All of them Skittle poppers. I can see it now. So go ahead, sprinkle a little more candy in these children's bag, man. They need it. They need this energy boost going to school at home and shit, you know. I know I'm a fool. I really am. But it's gonna be a simple costume, yeah, y'all. These children, to tell you the truth, probably gonna be dressed better than me. You're going to see some kids with some dope-ass costumes. And to tell y'all the truth, the only reason these kids is having some dope-ass costumes is because, one, it's all about memes nowadays. So if you can dress like a meme, 9 times out of 10, you're probably winning. 2, all y'all parents out there who want to dress y'all kids like memes, I'm not going to lie, I don't like you because you're creative as fuck. I like that. You're creative. You're not afraid to get hands-on with your children. They probably don't know what the meme even really talk about. But you know for a fact, you finna get some likes and some shares on Facebook. You're an asshole for that. Stop using your children for likes and shares on Facebook. But you're very creative doing it. All right? You're very creative doing it. I don't like your creativity going that direction. But I do like your creativity. Don't get it twisted. Oh, man, yo. It's hard to call my best Halloween, to tell you the truth. It really is. It's very hard to call my best Halloween. So, I mean, even going through the years, man, it's just, I try to think about it now, again, and it's just, it's very difficult. But this year, I do want to give a shout-out because I am, I guess I'm supposed to go to a Halloween party. And to tell you the truth, I keep forgetting about the Halloween party. I love my friends. And lately, a nigga been tired. And that's just big factuals. That's all I got for you. Lately, a nigga been tired. So I keep forgetting I gotta go to a party. They probably gonna have to remind me on the day of the party. It's probably gonna be Halloween. And somebody gonna say, hey, Vince, you coming tonight? Coming where? Oh, shit. And that's how it happens every time. Lately, a nigga been tired. What you been tired for, Vince? I ain't been getting no sleep. Why ain't you been getting no sleep? What you been doing with getting no sleep? Working on music, tell you the truth. But I'm willing to take that hit for some sleep. So I really ain't been thinking about Halloween lately. Alright. I'm going to have a dope ass time wherever I'm at. Even if I'm at my house by my damn self, I'm going to have a dope ass time. But, oh Lord, for this Halloween, y'all going to have to pray for me. Y'all going to have to. Lord, give Vince some strength. Give Vince some energy and have a lit Halloween. Y'all going to have to root me through this motherfucker, because good God. Whew. Between work and work. Oh, hell. Jesus. I love y'all, family. I appreciate y'all tuning in. I know I'm a fool. I really do. I know I'm a fool. But sometimes I just want to cut the mic on and just let y'all hear what this fool got to say. You know what? It ain't too bad half the time. I be listening to my damn self going, ooh, that boy a fool. But yeah, I think he on to something. I think he on to something. I know, more foolishness, but it's right, though. Anyways, family, y'all be safe out there, man. Please, it is still COVID time, so if you are going out doing something for Halloween, just stay safe. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know, try to stay as distant as you can. Try to stay as less germy as you can. I know people be liking to touch you and hug you and all that stuff. And I just stay safe, family, man. We all just trying to make it. We still pushing. Shout out to everybody who is still out here stiff arming this COVID, fighting this shit, making sure this shit trying to get out the way. Shout to the people that's voted. I voted as well. I just don't really publicize my shit like that. I don't really post pictures of my sticker. I did one year. That was cool. So I love you, family. I'll talk to you again next Thursday. Y'all be safe out there. Peace.